With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Wednesday. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. It is 6:09. The weather. Back to summer weather, Walmart Jeff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not over yet. It is not over yet. Sunny, breezy, temperatures in the 80s, heat index like 90.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a warm one.
I guess I'll just have to sit inside like I do every day.
Oh, I am going to be outside and I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful today. It's almost time for War of the Roses, though. Every Wednesday at this time, we do War of the Roses. If you're having problems with your significant other and maybe you think they're cheating on you, you call us.
Yep.
And we try to get some answers. It involves a florist and flowers and doing a little dirt digging.
Yeah. And we always get the answers.
I feel like we
most
do.
Of the time,
yeah, most of the time. Unless they recognize you, Walmart.
Yeah, it happens from time to time.
Amanda, though, is standing by in Manchester. She's having a problem with her husband. We're going to find out if he's cheating. Grab your coffee because it's coming up. War of the Roses on the way next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is War of the Roses time, Walmart Jeff.
All right, I know.
War of the Roses. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. There's roses involved, a florist. And we do get answers. This morning, we're going to Manchester. Amanda's on the line having a problem with her husband, Clay. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. Oh, I hope we can help you out this morning, Amanda.
I hope so, too.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about. Why don't you tell me, before we call Clay and do all of that, I need to know why you think he's cheating. What's going on?
I just kind of have a feeling. I think he might be cheating on me with this woman, Kelly, that he works with.
Okay, so a coworker, Kelly, a coworker.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But why? There has to be a reason, unless it's just women's intuition.
It's kind of both. It's just, it's a gut feeling, but it's like he just recently started this job.
Okay.
He's a maintenance man at a motel, and Kelly's the girl at the front desk.
Whoa, okay, wait. He's a maintenance man at the motel. Kelly, who you think is cheating on you with, works at the front desk. Okay. But I mean, maybe they're just coworkers.
Yeah, but ever since he started this job, like a few months ago in May, he's just been acting like just really different. He's been distant and just shady, just not himself. And then the reason I think it's, you know, this girl Kelly specifically, like I went to the motel one night to surprise him and bring him dinner.
Okay.
And first of all, he was nowhere to be found.
Okay.
But also Kelly was not there.
Okay. Did you try texting or calling or anything or what? I don't.
Yeah. Like at first I didn't think it was that weird. Like I didn't really put two and two together. So I figured, I don't know, Kelly stepped away. She's in the bathroom. I don't know. But I stayed there for over an hour. And like first I just texted like, hey, I'm here. Come out to the lobby. And like no response. And then I tried calling. No response.
Okay.
And I mean, eventually I blew up his phone for the last like 30 minutes I was there before I got fed up and left and just no response.
Okay. They were probably having sex in one of the empty rooms.
Jeff!
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, they probably were.
Okay, well, if you're feeling that way, if you're both feeling that way, let's jump to the chase. Then let's just do this. I'm going to call him. I don't need to know anymore. I just need to know he's acting strange. He disappeared for over an hour, and he works at a motel.
Yeah, don't forget women's intuition, too, Courtney.
Which is always 99.999%
always right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Stop being so condescending.
I don't even know what that means.
Amanda, I'm going to let Walmart Jeff look up the term condescending. And while he's doing that, I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to call your husband, Clay. And we're going to try to get some information out. You're going to be listening in. Feel free to jump in at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to be on hold. Feel free to jump in at any point. We're going to call Clay, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. Hold on. I'm nervous for her.
I'm more nervous for him.
Just don't be condescending. Hopefully you figured out what the word meant.
I Googled it.
That's a big term. Big term for you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Clay there?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Clay, this is Bill from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Hey, you're going to be doing better because you actually just won a dozen roses in our online weekly contest. Congratulations, Clay.
No joke.
No joke. Let's get fired up about this. This is a great promotion. We do it weekly here at the Flower Shop, and you are this week's winner.
Okay. What was this? It was like an email or something?
Don't you worry about that. We got all your info here, and we picked your name, and you're the winner. Basically, Clay, it's a pay-it-forward promotion, so we're not going to send you the flowers, but we will send the flowers to someone on your behalf.
All right. Let me think.
Okay. So here's the deal. Hold on, Clay. I got a dozen roses here. I can throw a card in with the roses. If you could think of a message to write on the card, we could do that.
Well, can I send it to like a front desk of a business? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's more than possible. We can definitely do that.
Oh, cool. All right, let me do this. Write on that card, for the one I love the most.
All right, so on the card, you want me for the one I love the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could put like a little heart, and that's going to go to Kelly, and that's with an I.
Kelly with an I for the one I love the most.
Kelly is the one you love the most?
What's that?
Kelly.
Who is this?
Snap.
Who do you think it is? You don't recognize my voice.
Clay, it's your wife. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You're on the radio. It's War of the Roses. And yeah, that's your wife, Amanda Clay.
Come on, you know I was joking. I knew this was. I listened to the radio. Come on.
Okay.
You were joking with the people.
You did not know this was the radio. You know me. You know I'm joking. Come on. You couldn't hear it in my voice, baby.
No, I couldn't hear it in your voice. Why would you send it to Kelly? Even if you were joking, how would that be funny? How would that be funny when you know that this is something I have been upset about?
Baby, look. Okay, calm down. All right. She just went through a divorce. And here you are, a happily married woman with a kind, loving, faithful husband. All right? And
she's Oh my God, shut up.
And I just would have been making her feel good. What's wrong with that?
If you want to be with her, just tell me, and we can be divorced too, and you can just be with Kelly.
Oh my God, come on. Look, we've been over this time and time again. Come on, baby.
I want to know where you were at the hotel that night when I went to go visit you.
I told you I was out back working. Why do you think you couldn't find me? Because I was out back. We don't get good reception.
So why didn't you answer your phone? None of this makes sense.
I told you we don't get good reception. It's a concrete building. All right, the signal doesn't come through. And it just so happened that I had just called her to ask her a question about something. Okay, and so she came back there, and that's why she wasn't at the front desk. All right, it's a very easy explanation. And here you are, worrying your head off your shoulders.
Stop, Clay. I am sorry. Do not disrespect your wife like that. Amanda, he had called Kelly. She was out back. Your wife sat there for over an hour. What was the front desk girl doing out back for over an hour with you then? I don't know.
She came back for 5 minutes and then she left. I don't know what she did after that. I'm not her babysitter, okay? I just do maintenance.
Amanda, are you okay?
And front desk workers.
No, I just... This is the same story he told me before, and if I believed it, I wouldn't have called you guys.
All right.
What are you bringing in for? What do they know? Huh? They do radio. They jabba-jabba play a song. What do they know about us, huh?
It's true.
Nothing.
It's true. It's true. Listen, I'm not going to take that away from you.
I don't even know why I'm here.
But here's the thing, Amanda. I just want you to know we do offer couples counseling. And say Clay is being honest with you and telling you the truth, and obviously you guys have to work on some trust issues. But I'm going to put you on hold, Amanda, and you can decide if you want couples counseling because we will pick up the tab. Hold on, guys. The hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:39, time for your Hollywood Report. A great white shark was stalking Orlando Bloom when he was surfing.
What?
Oh, freaked me out. He posted to Instagram a video of himself. He was paddleboarding, actually. and a large great white shark were circling him. While he was on his paddleboard, a Malibu, California resident had a drone, sent the drone up, was just taking, like, you know, video of the shoreline. And all of a sudden, in the video, when they replayed it, it was like Orlando Bloom on his paddleboard with a great white shark, like, circling.
Just another reason why I don't like the beach or bodies of water.
Orlando Bloom, though, says he was aware of the shark, but it didn't, you know, didn't frighten him at all. He says that's what happens. If you're going to go out and you're going to surf and paddleboard, expect to see sharks.
Was Orlando Bloom naked at the time?
No, he was not. Oh, although he has done naked paddleboarding before.
Yeah, I know.
With his wife, Katy Perry. You can see that great white video. It's on our blog. A knife-wielding man was arrested after showing up at Ariana Grande's house. He demanded to see her in the middle of the night. Actually, I should say in the middle of the morning because it was 2 a.m.
Okay.
In the middle of the morning, knocking on the door, had a knife in his hand. Luckily, her bodyguards grabbed the guy. He's 23 years old. He's now facing a serious charge of brandishing a weapon. Ariana Grande did file a restraining order after that. And finally, Britney Spears suddenly deleted her Instagram. What? She announces she's engaged, shows us the ring, and then deletes it. No more twirling videos, Walmart Jeff?
I don't know. I think that was a good move on her part.
You think it was just too much? Oversaturated, well, Britney?
She's got that court case coming up where she's trying to be free and she's posting, like, topless photos. And her last couple posts were, like, pictures of her ass proving that her ass is real.
And there was one where she was pulling her bikini bottoms down. And so maybe somebody
locked in her bathroom by accident.
So she deleted her Instagram, but then posted on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Saying, don't worry, folks. I'm just taking a break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I will be back soon. You can see that posted more in all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Givian. So sad.
I know, right?
Isn't he? Heartbreak anniversary. It is Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's time to bring it back up because it's time for good news.
Yes.
6:52. We bring you good news every single weekday at this time. I love starting my day with good news. That's just me, Walmart Jeff. I don't want bad news. I want to wake up. I want to stretch. I want to take a deep breath and go, let's hear some good news today. If you've got good news, share it with us, please. I'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570. Tell us your good news. Well, if you like pumpkin spice, and I do, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The holidays are coming, and honey-baked ham is spicing things up with a new pumpkin-spiced glazed turkey breast.
Do we really need this?
I think so. Here's my thing, though. They came out with a pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast. I feel like you're a ham company. I think the pumpkin spice would go even better on ham than turkey.
Yeah, you know? But like this is like the turkey time of the year, kind of, sort of.
Well, whatever. Just throw some ham for me, would you please?
Yeah.
But look for it. It's out there now. The pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast by Honey Baked Ham. That's my good news. What's yours, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is also food related, Courtney, and I love this. Taco Bell is testing out what they're calling a 30-day taco lovers pass.
Oh, that's you. That's you.
Yeah, basically, you buy the pass. It's ranging anywhere from $5 to $10 at certain locations, and customers will get one taco a day for 30 days.
But who eats one taco?
I know, that's
don't you
thing.
Get more than, like, I know when Mr. Automotive gets Taco Bell, because I don't eat it, he has to have, like, two or three.
Oh, I get the 12-pack.
Okay, yeah, you don't just eat one taco.
No, you just don't eat one. I mean, I have four or five of them on my drive home from East Hartford to East Hampton.
Okay, so.
So, yeah, I mean, that's why it's so cheap. It's only $5 to $10, depending on where you are. And yeah, for 30 days, I mean, I would do it just to say I did it.
All right, I think, you know what, Walmart Jeff, you need to do that today and then report on it. Tell us how it is. How is it eating that one taco? If you've got good news, share it with us. 860-247-9570. Maybe you've got the taco pass. Call us. Charlie Puth. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff on a Wednesday hump day. Sunny. Breezy. Temperatures in the 80s. It's going to be beautiful today. I've got the three things you need to know today, and I'm guilty of not doing this. I don't know if you've done it, Walmart Jeff, and I told you to do it yesterday.
Take a shower?
No, something else. I did tell you to take a shower yesterday. Yeah. No, I told you to update your iPhone. If you own an iPhone, you need to install the latest update right away. It's a security patch to keep hackers from installing spyware on your phone. The so-called Pegasus program can eavesdrop or steal data from your device, including passwords. And it's not just your iPhone. It's any Apple device that runs on iOS. So if you have an Apple device, make sure you take care of it right now.
Usually my phone will tell me when I'm due for an update. Like, it will remind me like 12 times a day, and I haven't seen anything come through. That's
Mine's probably already been hacked. They're probably on it right now ordering
software
some clothes
update.
Off Amazon.
Ah, iOS 14.8, Courtney, here it is.
Yes, should we both update at the same time?
No, I'm just going to wait.
All right, you wait it out. Three things you need to know today. The second thing is Berlin police are seeking the public's help to identify a woman who assaulted a customer at a pizza place. Happened over the weekend on Mill Street at Central Pizza. About 9:45 at night, the suspect is accused of physically assaulting a customer. It was all caught on video.
Yeah, it's a crazy video.
So, like, how can we not identify this woman? If it's on video, we can see her. We can see what's going on.
Friends and family have probably seen it. It's everywhere on the internet. But, I mean, Karens are back, Courtney.
You can't miss it. Walmart, and he said, this girl's a Karen. And I said, well, okay, why are Karens back? He said, change of season.
Yeah, it's a change of season.
That is not it.
I'm serious. I've been doing a lot of research on Karens out there. And with summer ending and kids going back to school, these Karens have a lot of time on their hands to get angry. So.
Anyway, that video of Karen is up, and you can check it out. Help them identify her on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. And then the last thing you need to know today, and the three things you need to know, Katy Perry just took her song Teenage Dream, and it's being used in a very powerful gun control PSA inspired by the Sandy Hook mass shooting. The Sandy Hook Promise activist group created this video that reinvents Katy's song, Walmart Jeff. It plays behind images of survivors of nearly a dozen school shootings that have taken place in the U.S. over the years since the Sandy Hook massacre. It's very, very powerful.
It is, yeah.
Katy Perry tweeted, for too many kids, the teenage dream is shattered by these school shootings. It's an incredibly powerful PSA. You can check that out right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Dua Lipa, all the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 725. Sunny, breezy, temps in the 80s. It's still summer, and I'm loving it. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and according to this one website, September is a bad month for couples.
Because? Why?
It's the month that, you know...
Cheaters cheat?
Yes, exactly.
What? Now, yes. September. Why September?
Well, summer's over.
Okay, so, but you and can't cheat in the summer?
No, I mean, you're right in the middle of realizing, well, the holidays are coming up.
Oh,
New Year is coming
up.
Let me take a look if there's anything out there. So according to a new survey by Illicit Affairs, which is a website for adults that are looking to have fairs on the down low. You know, a lot
what
of people ask me, Walmart Jeff, how do you know so much about all these websites?
How do you?
I do my research before bringing stories to you, the Kiss 95.7 listener.
He actually does. Sometimes I look over there, I'm like, I don't even want to know what's on his computer screen.
Yeah, why is your computer frozen again, Walmart Jeff?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, a lot of people realize that they need a break from their significant other.
Well, who doesn't?
And start looking elsewhere. 54% of people claim they reassess their relationship during the pandemic.
Oh, God, yes. 100 million times. Oh, sorry. Sometimes I speak out loud and I shouldn't.
I was just going to say.
I thought that was in my head.
One of those in your head thoughts that you should have just said, okay, yeah, I could see that. 34% of women and 32% of men feel less passionate about their partners after spending so much time with them.
That's a lot of time we've been spending together.
Anything else you'd like to blurt out, Courtney?
No, I don't want to blurt anything out, but thank you for that, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah, no problem.
So if you are into that kind of thing, you got to check out War of the Roses. It's all about cheating. And if you missed it today, it was a doozy out of Manchester. You can listen to War of the Roses on demand, of course, at kiss957.com. All the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 7:40, time for your Hollywood Report. Former Saturday Night Live star Norm Macdonald has passed away. He was 61 years old. So funny. I loved everything about Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite comedians.
And some of his, you know, jokes and his sense of humor was a little...
Yeah, some of them didn't land on certain people. Yeah.
But for some reason, he always made me laugh. He had been suffering from cancer for 9 years, but never disclosed it. Nobody knew but his family and a few close friends.
Wow.
Yeah, he was 61. And Britney Spears isn't the only celebrity with conservatorship issues. Your girl Amanda Bynes, Walmart Jeff, just had the court extend its control of her life for another 3 years.
Oh, really?
She's under conservatorship, too. She had substance abuse and mental health issues. They got out of hand. Her family arranged for a conservator to take control of her affairs back in 2013.
Yeah.
2013.
I wonder if she's still engaged to that guy that works at the bait and tackle shop.
Exactly, Walmart Jeff. Since then, she's bounced in and out of psychiatric facilities. She spent time studying fashion. Remember, she also wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah.
She got engaged. Last I heard was 2020. She was living in a sober house. Her attorney says she was living in the sober house, but not for drug and alcoholism, but for mental health issues.
Okay.
So I'm not, nobody's even saying where she is now or if she's still engaged. Wow, good memory. And finally, Justin Bieber surprised the crowd at the Met Gala with a performance. He actually walked the red carpet with his wife, Haley. Then he strolled into the museum and started to play. Everybody went crazy. Everybody has Bieber fever. Even all those celebrities, Walmart Jeff, have Bieber fever.
Okay.
I've got fan footage of the big surprise. You can see it right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. I don't know what I'm doing over here. Hitting things, knocking things over. It is Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 750. Sunny, breezy, temps in the 80s. It is time for good news every weekday morning. We bring you good news at 750, and we love to hear yours, too. Don't forget, you can always give us a call. Tell us your good news, 860-247-9570. All right, good news if you like pumpkin spice. It's only a matter of time, but guess what? Honey Baked Ham is spicing it up with a new pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast. It's out now. However, I think they should put the pumpkin spice glaze on the ham. I think that would be better than the turkey breast.
Yeah.
That's my my thought. However, it is close to like Thanksgiving and like it's time to, you know, I see the turkeys everywhere.
I guess.
They're out walking around the yards, fattening up, waiting. They're just like, we're here, we're waiting. It's almost our day. But yeah, look for it. Honey Baked Ham. It's the new pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast. That is my good news. What is yours, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is this is something that I absolutely love and it's near and dear to my heart. Taco Bell.
Yeah, you do.
They're testing out this thing that they're calling a 30-day Taco Lover's Pass. Now,
okay.
Basically, you pay anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on your location, for a 30-day pass that gets you one taco per day.
It's not enough. I know when Mr. Automotive gets tacos, he comes back with a bag of them. I don't think I've ever seen him eat one taco.
Yeah, you get that embarrassing brown bag. It's big, and then you know there's at least six or
could you eat
12.
Just one taco? I mean, No.
Like, I mean, maybe if I'm driving around, like a driving around taco, because sometimes I buy a driving around burger.
Okay.
Like if I'm just driving around town and I want something to hold in my hand, I stop and get a burger sometimes.
How about holding the steering wheel?
Well, yeah,
how about that's what you hold in your hand?
Well, it's hard to hold the steering wheel when you got the phone in one hand,
burger
in the other. Your knee is currently working the steering wheel. So yeah, Taco Bell, look for that coming to a Taco Bell near
you. I like it, Walmart Jeff. Although I still don't get the one taco. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
You got to give them a taco pass. It's got to at least have five tacos.
But I mean, for $5 to $10 and you're getting 30 tacos for $10, that's actually a steal.
So it pans out in the end.
In the end.
All right. Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear your good news. Call us right now. Tell us what it is. Maybe just wish somebody a happy birthday or tell someone to have a great day. 860-247-9570. Sorry.
Off the rails over there.
I know. I am. I have to sing that song, Saweetie and Doja Cat, Best Friend, to Walmart Jeff every time we play it because we're now best friends because he told me I was his best friend. I'm just saying.
I was in the drive-thru at McDonald's in East Hampton and the girl at the drive-thru was wearing a Saweetie
shirt
because they had the Saweetie meal right
yes.
now. Yes. I was like, how do I get hooked up with one of those shirts? She's like, you got to work here. Like, I work at a radio station. How do I not have that shirt?
I don't know. You know what, Walmart Jeff? I'm going to get it for you because we're best friends.
Great.
It is Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 807. Yeah, I am raising money, by the way. Speaking of best friends, Walmart Jeff told me I was his best friend right after I told him I had thyroid cancer.
It kind of slipped out.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. I just find it like it's totally that's Walmart Jeff. Kind of you did.
I didn't like come out and say, oh, Courtney, you're my best friend.
Kind of.
I was like, complaining about stuff, and I was like, and I just found out my best friend had cancer.
Yeah.
And then that's how it kind of like slipped out.
And I was like, that must be me. So anyway, it is National Thyroid Cancer Awareness Month, and I am raising money for the cancer care at St. Francis in Hartford. That's where I went. Thank you very much to St. Francis. And I want to give back. So if you're a business, I'm asking you, you know who you are, if you're a business, help us, you know, make a donation. We would love it. If you've had anybody in your family who's been touched by cancer, maybe you went to St. Francis Hospital, please make a donation. Help me with this. I want to present them a big check at the end of the month at Bark and Brew. So there's information about Bark and Brew on our blog, as well as how you can donate now. Just click that donate now button and do it. Head over to kiss957.com to check it out. All right, it is time though, Walmart Jeff. Are you ready for a little War of the Roses?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this all morning.
All right, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and we get answers. Walmart Jeff sometimes is jerky. Sometimes he's nice.
Yeah, I'm usually nice.
Never know what kind of Walmart Jeff you're going to get.
Never know.
Amanda in Manchester is having a problem with her husband. She's going to tell us what is going on and why she thinks he's cheating. And then we're going to find out if he is. War of the Roses coming up next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is War of the Roses time, Walmart Jeff.
All right, I know.
War of the Roses. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. There's roses involved, a florist. And we do get answers. This morning, we're going to Manchester. Amanda's on the line having a problem with her husband, Clay. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. Oh, I hope we can help you out this morning, Amanda.
I hope so, too.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about. Why don't you tell me, before we call Clay and do all of that, I need to know why you think he's cheating. What's going on?
I just kind of have a feeling. I think he might be cheating on me with this woman, Kelly, that he works with.
Okay, so a coworker, Kelly, a coworker.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But why? There has to be a reason, unless it's just women's intuition.
It's kind of both. It's just, it's a gut feeling, but it's like he just recently started this job.
Okay.
He's a maintenance man at a motel, and Kelly's the girl at the front desk.
Whoa, okay, wait. He's a maintenance man at the motel. Kelly, who you think is cheating on you with, works at the front desk. Okay. But, I mean, maybe they're just coworkers.
Yeah, but ever since he started this job, like, a few months ago in May, he's just been acting like just really different. He's been distant and just shady, just not himself. And then the reason I think it's, you know, this girl Kelly specifically, like, I went to the motel one night to surprise him and bring him dinner.
Okay.
And first of all, he was nowhere to be found.
Okay.
But also Kelly was not there.
Okay. Did you try texting or calling or anything or what? I don't.
Yeah, like at first I didn't think it was that weird. Like I didn't really put two and two together to figure, I don't know, Kelly stepped away or she's in the bathroom. I don't know. But I stayed there for over an hour. And like first I just texted like, hey, I'm here. Come out to the lobby. And like no response. And then I tried calling. No response.
Okay.
And I mean, eventually I blew up his phone for the last like 30 minutes I was there before I got fed up and left and just no response.
Okay. They were probably having sex in one of the empty rooms.
Jeff!
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, they probably were.
Okay, well, if you're feeling that way, if you're both feeling that way, let's jump to the chase. Then let's just do this. I'm going to call him. I don't need to know anymore. I just need to know he's acting strange. He disappeared for over an hour, and he works at a motel.
Yeah, don't forget women's intuition, too, Courtney.
Which is always 99.999%
always right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Stop being so condescending.
I don't even know what that means.
Amanda, I'm going to let Walmart Jeff look up the term condescending. And while he's doing that, I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to call your husband, Clay. And we're going to try to get some information out. You're going to be listening in. Feel free to jump in at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to be on hold. Feel free to jump in at any point. We're going to call Clay, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. Hold on. I'm nervous for her.
I'm more nervous for him.
Just don't be condescending. Hopefully you figured out what the word meant.
I Googled it.
That's a big term. Big term for you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Clay there?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Clay, this is Bill from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Hey, you're going to be doing better because you actually just won a dozen roses in our online weekly contest. Congratulations, Clay.
No joke.
No joke. Let's get fired up about this. This is a great promotion. We do it weekly here at the Flower Shop, and you are this week's winner.
Okay. What was this? It was like an email or something?
Don't you worry about that. We got all your info here, and we picked your name, and you're the winner. Basically, Clay, it's a pay-it-forward promotion, so we're not going to send you the flowers, but we will send the flowers to someone on your behalf.
All right. Let me think.
Okay. So here's the deal. I got a. Hold on, Clay. I got a dozen roses here. I can throw a card in with the roses. If you could think of a message to write on the card, we could do that.
Well, can I send it to like a front desk of a business? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's more than possible. We can definitely do that.
Oh, cool. All right, let me do this. Write on that card, for the one I love the most.
All right, so on the card, you want me for the one I love the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could put like a little heart, and that's going to go to Kelly, and that's with an I.
Kelly with an I for the one I love the most.
Kelly is the one you love the most?
What's that?
Kelly.
Who is this?
Snap.
Who do you think it is? You don't recognize my voice.
Clay, it's your wife. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You're on the radio. It's War of the Roses. And yeah, that's your wife, Amanda Clay.
Come on. You know, I was joking. I knew this was, I listened to the radio. Come on.
Okay.
You were joking with the people. You did not know this was the radio.
You know me. You know I'm joking. Come on. You couldn't hear it in my voice, baby.
No, I couldn't hear it in your voice. Why would you send it to Kelly? Even if you were joking, how would that be funny? How would that be funny when you know that this is something I have been upset about?
Baby, look. Okay, calm down. All right? She just went through a divorce, and here you are, a happily married woman with a kind, loving, faithful husband. All right, and
oh my God! Shut up!
And I just would have been making her feel good. What's wrong with that?
If you want to be with her, just tell me, and we can be divorced too, and you can just be with Kelly.
Oh my God! Come on! Look, we've been over this time and time again. Come on, baby.
I want to know where you were at the hotel that night when I went to go visit you.
I told you I was out back working. Why do you think you couldn't find me? Because I was out back. We don't get good reception.
So why didn't you answer your phone? None of this makes sense.
I just told you, we don't get good reception. It's a concrete building, all right? The signal doesn't come through. And it just so happened that I had just called her to ask her a question about something, okay? And so she came back there, and that's why she wasn't at the front desk. All right? It's a very easy explanation. And here you are, worrying your head off your shoulders.
Stop, Clay. I am sorry. Do not disrespect your wife like that. Amanda, he had called Kelly. She was out back. Your wife sat there for over an hour. What was the front desk girl doing out back for over an hour with you then? I don't know.
I don't know what she was doing. She came back for 5 minutes and then she left. I don't know what she did after that. I'm not her babysitter, okay? I just do maintenance.
Amanda, are you okay?
And front desk workers.
No, I just... This is the same story he told me before, and if I believed it, I wouldn't have called you guys.
All right.
What are they bringing in? What do they know? Huh? They do radio. They jabba, play a song. Do they know about us, huh?
It's true.
Nothing.
It's true. Listen, I'm not going to take that away from you.
I don't even know why I'm
here. But here's the thing, Amanda. I just want you to know we do offer couples counseling. And say Clay is being honest with you and telling you the truth, and obviously you guys have to work on some trust issues. But I'm going to put you on hold, Amanda, and you can decide if you want couples counseling because we will pick up the tab. Hold on, guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.